The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
You are listening to the KJS Show on Kofifi FM 97.2, and this is the second hour of the show, and we call it Our Africa, spending time in the presence of African music by Africans, including those who make music that is inspired by our continent. And we gather around them weekly as they tell us tales of these travels and their experiences. And this Sunday, we celebrate one of South Africa's most extraordinary piano talents. Thembi Dunjana has established herself as a star in Cape Town's rich jazz scene and draws upon varied inspiration that range from the American influences of Coltrane, Silver, McCoy, to South African legends such as Mulelekwa and Mseleku. Released her Mzansi Jazz Award-winning project, Intsha Tyambo, in 2020, and now she's back with her follow-up and sophomore project, God Bless Ikapa, God Bless Mzansi, which was officially released this past Friday. Joining us now on the show this Sunday, all the way from Cape Town, Thembi Dunjana. Welcome to the KJS Show. Welcome back, by the way, to the KJS Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
The last time, you know, you and I got together was at the Soweto Theatre for the recording of your live DVD. And before that, you were also there collecting the Best Jazz and Best Female Jazz Award for the year of 2021. What a time this has been, Thembi. You know, let's reflect on this period since the release of the debut and your highlights of this period.
I think during that time I was definitely in a much different space, you know. So much has happened since then. But getting the awards, I think especially, were a highlight for me. And I'll have to say that it was definitely unexpected for me. but a good, you know, surprise. And it's always good coming to Joburg. The Soweto Theatre DVD experience was cool. And because I spend a lot of my time here in Cape Town, it's always good to, you know, play with other musicians from, you know, a different part of the country. So that's always a good experience. It was a good time. Yeah. As I said, a lot has changed since then.
A lot has literally gone 360. And some may know this and others may probably don't know. But you have become a mom since then. So congratulations again.
Yeah. Thank you.
How has that experience changed the Thembi Lihle that we know to just Thembi now?
Well, you know, what's funny is that gig that you brought up of the Soweto Theatre, I was actually pregnant that time and I had no idea. Because when I came back, a week later, I felt so strange. I was like, I'm not feeling myself, you know. So that's just interesting that you mentioned that Soweto Theatre gig. But motherhood has, it is what it is. I can't really say much other than my time is spent differently, you know. My money is spent differently. but I'm loving it, honestly. Yeah. Really, really loving it. In fact, one of the songs, Ulanga Lam, on this new album was conceptualized, and you know, I kind of came up with the song while I was pregnant, So, and I knew that this was going to be part of the new project. Because when I write music, I don't really think about it too much. I always like to tell the realness of where I am. So I think that's pretty much what the album gives you. It's like a sort of a scope of where I am as an artist and as a human.
A beautiful tribute to Langa. You join us this Sunday, you know, to debut the Sophomore Project. God bless Ikapa, God bless Mzansi, a project that you recorded on your recent trips to New York City. What are you saying this time that you perhaps did not say in the previous record?
What am I saying? To be honest, I honestly just love my community and I love the place that I grew up in. You know, I've never really felt a need, at least up until, I mean, even now, I've never really felt a need to leave or pursue a different place, although I really love to travel. So it was just, especially being or becoming a mother, you know, becoming a fiance as well. It's just kind of reflecting on everything that's happened and just being grateful of everything that has happened in the space that has pretty much shaped who I am as a person. And just saying thank you and also realizing that myself and the city, this country needs God. So it was just kind of like a prayer to also say, Lord, you know, please bless us, continue to be with us. Because we need you, you know. That's it. Yeah.
In case you've just joined us, we're listening to Ikapa of the new project, the brand new one from Thembelihle Tunjana, or should I say Thembi?
She is
award-winning pianist and vocalist, of course, and the new project is simply called God Bless Ikapa, God Bless Mzansi. It is out, and we're spending time in conversation with her. And before the musical break, Thembi, you know, we were reflecting, you know, on the trips to New York, motherhood, and of course you join us this Sunday as we introduce this new album, you know, that you have released this past Friday, you know, to the rest of the world. An incredible project. Congratulations on that. But still on the topic of motherhood, you know, and we hear a lot of musicians who become mothers and who like, oh, you know, Yazin, yeah, no, it's Ziyakala. But how have you managed to navigate the busy world of being an educator, being a musician, being a performer, and then this new role?
Well, I think the way that I look at it is that it's a part of a whole. I have never really thought of it as my life is going to change and kind of think of my life as what it was before. I've always wanted to be a mother. I knew it was something that was going to happen. So I think, I guess, also having a supportive fiance as well, you know, who is willing to give me time when I need to do something, you know, who's just as active and, well, yeah, active in the child's life, you know. So that does give me a lot of time to do stuff. But yeah, I've never really separated myself from being a mother. Like, I've never felt that pressure of saying, yo, what is my life going to be? Like, it's just a part of the whole thing. It's a natural, shall I say, natural obligation. I don't know. It's a natural thing, you know. So I've embraced it. Of course, you know, there are moments where things are not as smooth. But I've embraced it. It's a part of me. It's a part of the whole thing. I can't complain, to be honest.
I'd call it a natural transition, you know, from that point to this point, you know, and you traveled to the Big Apple and started to work on the new project. I want to know more about, in fact, let us in on the creative process, you know, and who you worked with on this project.
So the creative process, the songs, kind of, I composed them at different times. I don't know. For me, I just have a season where, and I think maybe a lot of artists can relate to this, I just have a season where I'm creative and I just have a season where I'm not. And I had a season when, toward the end of my pregnancy, when I was creative. So I did a lot of composing. One or two of the tracks I had done a while back. And I loved working with the New York artists because my music is jazz, you know. Of course, it has the South African element. I feel like they have a really good backbone because, I mean, jazz is who they are, you know. Tina, when we play jazz, it's Tina, our kind of heritage is embedded in us. And then jazz is kind of like something that we listen to and hear, you know, from like a secondary perspective. No, that's arguable. But I feel like when I worked with the New York artists, it was like second nature for them. And they have a really, you know, have really good technique, a really good understanding of the style. And I appreciated that it was such a smooth process. It was literally so easy to, like, yeah, it was an easy, fun process. We recorded over 2 days. It was hype. I really enjoyed it, and I really, New York was one of the places that I've sort of always wanted to go to as someone who, you know, studies jazz and reads up on the Coltranes who played at Birdland and Village Vanguard. You know, to be able to see those places live is something special. So I definitely fell in love with the city. Yeah. So if I move from Cape Town, I think New York might be the one that takes me away from Cape Town.
So I can't even bring it to Johannesburg.
No, I don't know.
Of course, we're spending time with Thembelihle Jinjana, just known as Thembi now these days. And of course, it is all about her brand new project, God Bless Ikapa, God Bless Mzansi. And we're talking about, you know, her experiences in New York and when she recorded the project. And of course, you released this through the newly formed Africa Rise, who are in collaboration with Robodope, of course, home to the likes of Bo, Linda Skakane, and Mbuso Khoza, and many others, and Bagiti Kumalo, and all these incredible artists. But what does this mean to you, you know, Thembi, for someone who is actually hearing about this collaboration of the two labels at the same time or for the first time, you know, for you as an artist, what does it mean being signed to such a prestigious platform, you know?
It means a lot. It means a lot. In fact, the year before, last year, right, and a little bit, last year, I was talking to a friend of mine and I was telling him, you know what, I'm so tired of doing everything myself as an artist. I'm so tired of having to manage my stuff, book studio time, book artists, write the music, and have to practice. Like, it would be so nice if I had a label that did some of those things, you know. And I was actually planning on, with this album, writing some pitches to labels, so that, in hopes, you know, that they could sign me or whatever. So when this happened, it was like something that I really had already wanted. So it definitely means a lot to me. And I think it's going to be helpful for my career as well. And yeah, I mean, I can't say too much now because Africa Rise is also quite new. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens in the future. But I'm certainly grateful to be under a record label. I'm not going to lie. I'm happy about that.
The label is based in New York, Tembi. You know, and you mentioned earlier in our conversation that it is one of the cities that you've always wanted to go to, and possibly one you'd move to given the opportunity. Let's talk about the differences, you know, between the scenes. You know, you've spent a lot of time in Cape Town cultivating, you know, the scene in Cape Town, because you're one of the pinnacles, I suppose, one of the most figures, important figures that people talk about when they talk about the scene in Cape Town. Let's reflect on the differences between, you know, the Cape Town scene and the New York scene, without necessarily being biased about where we come from, because me and I'll always talk about Johannesburg first, but we're not there. We're not talking about that. Let's talk about the differences and maybe some culture shock moments that you experienced when you were in Cape Town in the process of creating this project with those musicians?
I haven't been in New York long enough to know the scene per se. I think what I appreciated about being in NY was I saw that a lot of things were happening all the time. Musicians are busy. Even the players that I played with, when I followed them on social media, they seem to be doing something almost every day. You know, they're always posting a gig or recording or whatever. So that's what I liked about it. The culture there is also very much like, you know, people are, they're looking forward. Even when they walk, people are looking forward. They don't, you know, they're not really bothered by who's passing them. There's people, they kind of always have something to do, somewhere to go. It's an active city and I really appreciate that. Yeah, Cape Town is a little bit more chilled. I don't know, I like it there. I can't really say why. But I think it has to do with the culture of there's always something happening. And people, how can I say? Yeah, what I said, like people just always having something to do, not just sort of meandering and, you know. Thank you.
So naturally, you know, a brand new album also means that we have upcoming tours and launches. Let's talk about some of those dates.
So for now, I've only actually secured the launch on the 6th of July at the Alma Cafe. But I am planning to do a few more. I actually don't want to talk about the ones in Cape Town just yet because I'm still working on them. Mm-hmm. And yes, I do definitely want to come to Johannesburg. It's been a while. I have yet to contact someone about playing in Joburg, but I am planning on doing it.
Yeah.
So for now, if you are in Cape Town, people can look forward to the Alma Cafe launch.
Yes.
I think it's going to be filmed as well, and I'll have some CDs available.
Yes, which was my next conversation, my next question. I know the physical copies of the project are already in circulation, you know, with the likes of Moafrika Jazz Boutique taking the lead, you know, here in Johannesburg. But for those who are in the other parts of the country and possibly the world, you know, how do they get a hold of the new project?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I believe you can actually make an order on Bandcamp, but you can also contact me, I guess. Then I can send them out, because that's what I did with the first album.
Yeah.
I had people like emailing and DMing me, and then we did like, you know, a courier or Postnet situation.
Yeah.
So you can contact me.
Please go ahead on your social media too,
Yeah, my artist email is bookings.tdmusic@gmail.com, bookings.tdmusic@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram, tembi.dunjana, and Facebook, tembilihledunjana. So if you message me, I'll get back to you, then we can make an arrangement of how you can get a copy of the CD.
Well, Tembi, thank you so much. You have, you know, you are a resident here on the KJS show, and you can always come back to talk about anything and everything, including the next show in Johannesburg. But congratulations for an incredible project. And thank you so much for spending time, you know, with us here this Sunday as you debut, you know, this brand new offering. You call it God Bless Ikapa, God Bless Mzansi. And it is one of the most incredible projects that everybody's been looking out for. I mean, if you walk around the streets of Twitter, everybody's talking about it. So it is high time that you come through, you came through and you shared the project. And we really, really appreciate it. And of course, we look forward to seeing you in Johannesburg and on the Johannesburg bandstand soon. And of course, all over the country.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I look forward to Johannesburg. It's been a while.
It has been a while. You know, of course, she is an award-winning pianist, composer, vocalist, and educator, Tembi Dunjana, for Our Africa, this Sunday on the KJazz Show.